Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Thursday, April 1st, 2021. Stand up for your country. It is April Fool's Day, but we're not fooling around here. We got a lot of good information. However, the origins of April Fools, I bet you don't know. Wait till you hear this. We'll have it in the history segment coming on up. Okay, so we have made it a habit to give you President Biden's schedule today. I'll put it up on the screen. That's it. He's got a 1:15 cabinet meeting. 16 permanent members will join him in the White House, and they'll have coffee and maybe some bagels, and they'll talk about how they're instituting socialism. You know, people say, oh, O'Reilly, socialism. It's absolutely true, and I'll prove it to you tonight. And this is just an amazing series of events that we are witnessing. Problem is that 90% of the American people don't know it's amazing. They don't know how threatening it is. They don't know what's going on. And I don't say that with any kind of supercilious attitude. Word of the day, supercilious. Okay? That's arrogant. I don't. I know that most Americans, particularly the 80 million that voted for Joe Biden, have no blanket idea what's really happening. It's my job to tell you, and I will. So Mr. Biden starts his day about, you know, 10 a.m. He kind of wanders down. He got a couple of briefings, but he didn't do much. He just doesn't do much. Simple as that, because we've been doing the schedule now 3 weeks. He's never had a busy schedule. And people say, well, why don't you compare it to Trump? I don't have Trump's schedule. All right, that happened months ago. I can't dig it on up. It's not public. Okay, so it's all about spending our money, because nobody is going to give the United States money. No foreign country is going to do it. Aliens aren't going to drop it. So the money that Joe Biden wants to spend comes from you and me and corporations and companies. And the government takes that money in the form of taxation. They have the legal right to do that under our Constitution. But then you have to have a federal government that supervises the military, that builds roads and bridges, that maintains civility in the country. You have to. But when you gut the people, when you take so much that people's lifestyles are affected, then you're making a decision that you want the federal government to run the economy and tell each of us what we can and can't have. So if we have a lot, then we're going to come in and take a lot of what you have. All right? Now, there you're getting into unconstitutional stuff. So let's be very specific. Yesterday, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Joe Biden unveiled the American Jobs Plan. So my question is, why do we need an American Jobs Plan when COVID will be wiped out pretty much by fall? And under the Trump economy, there was record low unemployment across the board. So why don't you just keep in place what Donald Trump had? Why do we need a new American jobs plan? The Trump jobs plan worked pretty well. The facts say it did. Record low unemployment across the board. No. We got to throw that out. That has to go. Why? Nobody ever says why. Biden doesn't take questions. And even the one occasion he did, the questions were ridiculous. They didn't get into anything. So Joe gets out there, and believe me, he didn't put this together. Joe Biden doesn't do macroeconomics. They gave it to him. And he says, you know, the American Jobs Plan, we're going to spend $2.25 trillion over 8 years. All right. $650 billion is going to be infrastructure. That's clean drinking water, affordable and sustainable housing. That's giveaway housing, free housing. OK, public schools, the individual counties take care of public schools through your property taxes. OK, but no, they're going to put more money into public schools. $30,000 per student already in New York City public schools. And they're flunking the standardized test there. Okay, so, but let's put more money in. Okay, great. 10,000 in private schools, private school scores are much higher than the 30,000 public school scores, just so you know. $621 billion in transportation infrastructure. I'm going to fix the roads, going to fix the bridges, public transport. That's the dying New York City subway system because of the violence down there. Airports, electric vehicle development. Ah, there it is. So electric vehicle development means that the federal government, not Tesla, not the private car manufacturers, the federal government is going to build all of these stations where you charge your car. Why? If Tesla and Ford and Chevy want to market electric cars, and I like them, they build them. No. Green New Deal. So we got to build them. $580 billion research and development. Again, that's the private sector. That's the private sector. All right, research and development got us the COVID vaccine in the private sector. Government didn't do it. Government scientists didn't do it. What do we need $580 billion for research and development? Why? Explain it to me. $400 billion for home care for elderly and disabled Americans. $400 billion? Okay. So when you add it all up, Biden has to cover the spending with astronomical taxes. So he says he's going to tax corporations $1.5 trillion. Okay? That'll be among the highest corporate taxation in the developed world. $1.5 trillion he's raising taxes, that much on corporations. So the corporation is going to do one of two things. They're going to move over to Ireland, where the corporate tax rate is much, much lower. Okay. Yes, Biden will try to tack on some penalty for that, but it's not going to be 28%. Or they could do both. They're going to lay off people. They're going to lay off workers. All right. Because they're not going to take a 7%, 21 to 28% corporate tax haircut. And the third thing they'll probably do is, if they can, is raise prices on whatever product they produce. You saw that in a gallon of gasoline. So once Biden attacked the oil and gas industry, gallon of gasoline is up about a buck for everybody. That's what you're going to see if you want to buy a refrigerator, a car, a TV, all going to go up. That good for you? Is it good for you? I don't think so. Not good for me. I can cover it, but not good. Then another $1.5 trillion, all right, added together, that's $3 trillion, on individuals like me. All right? So we're going up to 40%, 39.9, whatever it is, 40% to the feds. And then in New York State wants to go up to 16. See, 40 and 16, that's 56. You live in New York City, tack another 8. This isn't sustainable. People aren't going to give 60% of their money, their wages, to the government in taxation. Not going to do it. They move to Florida or Texas. Or are they going to move to Brazil? I wouldn't go to Brazil, but maybe Uruguay. Uruguay, very favorable taxation. That's what they're going to do. They're not going to do it. Or are they going to retire? Or they're going to start a company in Delaware, Biden's home state, which is a very favorable tax climate. Did you know that? Okay. So this dwarfs anything Barack Obama proposed. It's like double what he wanted to do. And is going to be a fight in the Senate. Now, much of this infrastructure stuff that Biden told everybody about yesterday in Pittsburgh is entitlements, giveaways. It's disguised as infrastructure. For example, free community college, free pre-K. Why do we need free community college? It's already very inexpensive to go to community college. Why does the government have to pick that tab up? I paid for my grad school. I paid half for my undergrad. My father picked up half, which was nice of him. Why do we need that? Because the marginalized, So what the vision is socialism. So why don't people understand this? Because they're lazy. Many of our fellow citizens are lazy. Not you, because you're watching a news program that's delivering honest information to you. But I can't tell you how many people right now have the headphones on listening to some stupid rapper tell them how they're going to screw up the police or whatever. Millions and millions and millions of people are doing that or watching some mindless idiot singing show on TV. So what Joe Biden is doing is instituting socialism. All right. He's basically saying to the American people, we'll tell you how much money you can have. We in Washington are going to tell you how much money you can have, how many possessions you can have, because there is a wealth tax coming, a proposed wealth tax. And that would mean they're actually physically going to have to come to your house and evaluate what you have and then slap a tax on it every year for your possessions that you bought with after-tax dollars. That's seizure. Okay, will that happen? I don't think so. It's unconstitutional. 14th Amendment. Okay, but the socialists want that. Ocasio-Cortez, who is absolutely a certifiable loon, said that this spending bill is far too low. The $3 to $4 trillion that Biden wants to spend on infrastructure. She wants $10 trillion. Did I say bill? Trillion. Ocasio-Cortez wants $10 trillion. But she doesn't want $10 trillion. She wants unlimited trillions. She wants the government in Washington to run the economy. That's socialism. Okay? Now, I've said this before. I don't want to be repetitive and boring. But in Europe, they have shut down most of the continent because they don't have the vaccine. Why don't they have a vaccine? Because there's nobody to develop it in the private sector. All right? In America, Donald Trump signed deals with whoever developed the vaccine in record time. Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. They got billions in contracts from the federal government. France do that? No. Germany? No. England? Yes, because they developed their own vaccine. But they're out of the EU. They booted it. But on the continent, they don't have the vaccine. So they're shut down again. Again. Because they're socialists. And they don't have the money to buy the vaccine, and they don't have the private development to make it. That's what you get with socialism. Here in America, we're ambitious, okay? Because we know we could get very wealthy if we have a product that people want. You can't do that in Europe. They take everything from you. You want that here? Now, I know some Americans do. They say, like, I don't want to work hard. I want a guaranteed income, a house. I want guaranteed food. I want, but I don't want to work for it. That's socialism. So Donald Trump dissenting him. What a surprise, right? Put it up on the screen. Here's what Mr. Trump said about Biden. Biden's policy would break the back of the American worker with the, among the highest business tax rates in the developed world under Biden's plan. If you create jobs in America and hire American workers, you'll pay more in taxes. That's true. But if you close down your factories in Ohio and Michigan, fire U.S. workers and move all your production to Beijing and Shanghai, you'll pay less. It's the exact opposite of putting America first. It's putting America last, unquote. Now, it's a little overstated about the China thing, but not much. Okay. So let's sum this up. Socialism is here. The proposals are here. The Republicans will fight against it in the Senate. No Republican in the Senate will vote for any of this. But it's 50-50. Now, you Georgians who elected the two socialist loons in January, you happy? You happy down there in Georgia? Are you? The people who stayed home and didn't vote? Because you did it. Those two loons did it. Biden, I will tell you again, doesn't know what he's saying. I don't care whether you believe it or not. I know it. He didn't write any of this. He does what he's told. He can't even train his dog. Got to fight it. Got to fight it, or we'll lose all our personal freedoms. If socialism takes grip in this country, we will lose all of our personal freedoms, all of them. Border. There was a caravan that formed in Honduras, all right? The Honduran police broke it up, and it wasn't nice. So that caravan is stopped. Good. The brother of the president of Honduras, Tony Hernandez, has been sentenced to life in an American prison for state-sponsored drug trafficking. Life in prison. This idiot, you're looking at an idiot, actually went to Miami, where the feds grabbed him because he's one of the biggest dope dealers in Central America. His brother is the president of Honduras, Juan Orlando Hernandez. There's Juan, okay? I'm sure he had no idea what Tony was doing. So what does Joe Biden want to do? Joe Biden wants to kick $30 billion to Juan Orlando Hernandez. That's what Vice President Harris is supposed to do, go down there with the $30 billion. To do what? To break up caravans, I guess. That's why that caravan was broken up by the Honduran police, because they're going, hey, it's $30 billion on the way. Think that's going to get to the folks? Huh? Think so? I've been to San Pedro Sula. San Pedro Sula. Don't go. Don't go. Controlled entirely by drug gangs. And the brother of the president gets life as a major trafficker. This is Honduras. You going to hear that on ABC, CBS, NBC Nightly News tonight? No, not going to hear it. Okay, San Diego. So the feds have to put the kids in the San Diego Convention Center. These are the migrant kids who are coming over at the rate of about 1,000 a day, all right? 1,000 a day. So in the convention center, they test for COVID. And the kids coming from Mexico, Central America, are testing 9% higher than the American kids, okay? So it's COVID. These are just the kids. And it's harder to get COVID when you're a kid. Imagine the adults born in here, they're not tested. They're just put on a bus or a plane. They go wherever they want to go, courtesy of Joe Biden. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. New York. Totally falling apart. Okay? This whole infrastructure in New York State and city is falling apart. Why? Because there's loons running the legislature in Albany, and Cuomo is neutered. He's trying to hold on, and it ain't going to happen. So they, in Albany, have proposed $2 billion for unemployment benefits to illegal aliens. $2 billion. Now, the state owes hundreds of billions of dollars, but Biden is going to pay that debt off. So you guys in Idaho, Arkansas, Arizona, Hawaii, Alaska, you're paying off, your taxpayers, paying off the debt in New York. Because we're getting something like $575 billion from the federal government. That was the COVID relief package. So New York's going to be able to pay its debt off, but of course, it'll lay on $250 billion more in a year. So everything that comes down the pike, I mean, in New York State, some illegal immigrants got $1,000 for nothing. State just sent them a grand. They shouldn't even be here. They get $1,000 from the state of New York. Georgia election law. Went over this yesterday. All right. I've read the law. I don't see what the problem is. Now, maybe I'm not smart enough. You know, I'm a simple man. Doesn't mean I'm a dumb man. It means I'm a simple man. I ask simple questions. I'm a linear thinker. Okay, so three big corporations that are based in Georgia, Coca-Cola, Delta Airlines, and Merck, their CEOs all object. They object to the new Georgia voting law. Let's hear from the Coca-Cola guy. Go.
This is frankly just a step backwards. We've spent many decades promoting within Georgia a better society and a better environment for business, and this is a step backwards. And we're very clear on that, and our position remains the same. This legislation is wrong and needs to be remedied, and we will continue to advocate for it, both in private and now even more clearly in public.
But why is it wrong? Why? So James Quincy doesn't say. And neither does Edward Bastian, the Delta CEO, nor Kenneth Frazier, the Merck CEO. They don't say why it's bad, what they object to. It's just bad. It's bad. Why? Because they're virtue signaling. Okay? It's what they do. I'm so noble. I want everybody to vote. And this Georgia law, it makes it harder to vote. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. I studied it. If it did, I would tell you. I would. You know I would. So we put in calls. You know, okay, what are you objecting to? No. We're just objecting because we want to be noble. We want the New York Times and the Atlantic Journal Constitution to like us. That's why. It's just insane. So I don't drink Coca-Cola anyway because it's got too much sugar in it. You drink a steady diet of that, you're going to get diabetes. Delta, I like Delta. But now if I had a choice, Merck, nah. All right, I'm going to go down this again so you know what these guys are objecting to. Here's the law in Georgia, the five major things. Makes it a misdemeanor crime for anyone beside a poll worker to give food or drinks to voters waiting in line. They don't want Democrats or Republicans giving people stuff and encouraging them to vote their way. Right? Who cares? Allows local officials to begin processing but not counting absentee ballots 2 weeks before the election. All right. You're just putting them in a bin so they'll be counted on election day. Right? Does that constrain anybody? I don't think so. All right. The law requires absentee ballots to be printed on special paper, so we know there's no fraud, okay? And your precinct name, that's where you're voting, what voting place that you're attached to, has to be on the paper along with an ID that you get from the state or your social security number, okay? So we know you're a real person, you're not dead. Does that constrain anybody? I don't think so. State will give you the paper, give you the pen, and give you the ID number if you don't have one. What's the problem? All right. Expands early voting access for most counties in Georgia, adding an additional mandatory Saturday, formally codifying Sunday voting hours as optional. So you can more days to vote. Got more days to vote. I don't know. Okay. And the polls are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Okay. Shortens the runoff election cycle from 9 weeks to 4 weeks. That's not even a national vote. That's if there's a tie or something like that in Georgia. So where is this constraining anyone? Nobody knows. Nobody can say. But we don't like it because we're noble. Because the New York Times doesn't like it. The Washington Post doesn't like it. CNN doesn't like it. Why don't they like it? They don't know. COVID third leading cause of death in the USA now, behind heart disease and cancer. You know, it everywhere. It's everywhere. France locked down for 4 weeks. Don't go to France. Happy Easter to all our French friends. Can't go out of the house. Great. LA County. Oh, I love this guy. All right. So the new DA elected Gascon. All right. George Gascon. He says there's a law in the books in California that if you're a gang member, you get extra time for violent crimes. But I'm not enforcing it. So Gascon, for no reason, you're a gang member and you get convicted, they can tack on extra prison time. But Gascon goes, we're not going to do that. So he overrides Sacramento and the will of the people in California. Okay. So in MacArthur Park, the song MacArthur Park, there was a transsexual woman. I guess she's a woman. Let me try and get the actual data on this case. Okay. So they didn't put out the woman's name, but she is transsexual. It's in MacArthur Park. Okay. A gang member allegedly beats her almost to death. Transgender woman. This happened on March 25th, Thursday. Okay. It's the fourth beating of a transgender person in MacArthur Park. They catch the guy, Gabriel Oriana, 19. Okay. He has a long, long rap sheet, but he's not being prosecuted for the gang thing. I predict Gabriel probably won't do any time. Probably won't do any. Beating up the transsexual. Great, huh? LA, oh, by the way, homicides in LA up 88% compared to 2019. Way to go, George. Really doing a great job out there. Really good. Aggravated assaults in LA up 13%. And motor vehicle theft, LA up 40%. There you go, George. What a guy. New York legalizes pot, which will create more disorder. All right. People who are 21 and older are allowed to use, smoke, ingest, or consume cannabis products. Effective immediately, says Governor Cuomo. Another brilliant move there, Governor. Man, you are so effective. So now, in a city of 8 million, soon to be 6 million, kids, hey, remember when you were a kid? All right, think back to when you were 12, 13, in that range. Maybe if you were in the city, even younger. So somebody's brother goes into the liquor store, buys a little beer for you, a little wine, bang, you get blasted. Remember that? Easy, right? On Long Island, Levittown, where I was, you want a beer, you want a wine? Easy. Some 18-year-old drinking age 18 then, come in, bring in all you want. That's what's going to happen with the pot. Okay? So the kids, 8, 9, 10, been smoking pot. Easy. Now, you could say, oh, it's easy to get now. Yeah, in some places it is. Not in my neighborhood on Long Island, it's not. It's around, but it's not easy. Now it will be. So a new study by the National Institute on Drug Abuse, NIDA, says that within 12 months, if an adolescent uses cannabis, okay, they, 11% of them, get addicted. All right, let me repeat that. Within a year, if an adolescent smokes pot, 11% get addicted. Within 36 months, all right, that's 3 years, 20% of adolescents get addicted. Because once they use pot, they continue to use it. Most of them. There are some towns here on Long Island where I am right now that say, we know Andrew Cuomo's insane. We know the state legislature's irresponsible. So we're not going to allow marijuana within our city limits. And I applaud these people. Village Park, that's Mayor Michael McGuinty. Atlantic Beach, Mayor George Pappas. Freeport, Mayor Robert Kennedy. And Rockville Center, Mayor Francis Murray. Three out of four are Irishmen, and one's a Greek. Okay, they say, not in our town, we're not going to let you sell pot or use pot. You do it in our town, we're going to bring you in. That's what has to happen in New York State and everywhere else. Let's go overseas. China made a deal with Iran, $400 billion. China's going to buy oil from Iran over the next 25 years. $400 billion China will pay them. Now, this gets around any embargo against Iran to stop with the nukes. So China basically subverting the rest of the world and saying, Iran, you want to get the nuke? Go ahead. And we'll give you $400 billion. You send us some oil. Nice, huh? That's China. Great. Cancel culture USA. Beach Boys should write a song, all right? Not surfing USA, cancel culture USA. Cleveland Indians. So if you want to go to the game, you can't paint your face. And you can't wear an Indian headdress. Or I guess any kind of thing around your forehead, because you might be a brave, not a chief. I don't know. But don't mess around if you want to go to the game, the Cleveland Indian game. This is cultural appropriation. So if you put war paint on your, no, can't do it. They won't let you. I guess you'll get thrown out of the park if you do it. No tomahawk chop. Oh, no. Illinois. Illinois is the craziest cancel culture state in the union. You guys win, okay? Pritzker, the governor, most incompetent governor in the United States, you win. Here we go. Waukegan, Illinois. Board of Ed, okay? Met Tuesday of this week. And they want to take Thomas Jefferson's name off of middle school, okay? Because they don't like him because he had slaves. So Jefferson goes. And somebody said, well, let's rename the school after Barack and Michelle Obama. Yay! No. So a guy stands up, Edgar Castellanos, and he says, quote, I will not be part of renaming a school after someone who did not and does not represent the undocumented community. So Obama, he's not pure enough in Waukegan, Illinois, to get a school next name. All right? And you know, as we reported in Evanston, Illinois, they're giving reparations, the city, to some African Americans. Now, I don't object to that because that's private money. So if you want to donate your money to Evanston, Illinois, and say, please use this money to help some African Americans, you have perfect right to do that. As long as it's not public money, taxpayer money, I don't have a problem with it. But the fact that Evanston, Illinois wants to do it, thinks it's worthy to do, Illinois. You really want to get into Chicago again? I don't. Let me just tell you that last week there were 15 murders. That's more than two a day in Chicago, 150% increase over the same week last year. Doing a great job there. Boy, Lori Lightfoot, you are a genius. Absolute genius. All right, let's get some lighter news. NFL, National Football League. Okay. So a lot of Americans are mad at them because of the kneeling. You all know that. But a lot of people watch. And so the networks are paying $113 billion. I hope there's no Biden money in that. I don't think there is, but you never know. Over 11 seasons to the NFL, $113 billion. Teams divided up. That's an increase over 80% from the deal they had in the past. All right, this is TV revenue money. That's huge. All right, but in return, the league has to expand to 17 games, which will mean more knee injuries, more head injuries, more everything. Remember, these are gladiators out there. This is our modern day Rome. That's what they are. The NFL stands for not for long in the players' parlance. But I don't begrudge them the money, and I played college football. Okay, I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I knew the dangers, and I got smacked. But a YouTube, YouGov, Yahoo, something poll asked Americans, do you watch as much NFL as you used to? 11% say they watch more. 35% say they watch less. And 56% say they watch the same. So there you go, NFL. Good news. Ready for some good news? I'm ready for good news. IndependenceFund.org delivered its 2,500 track chair this week. Okay? And we want to thank the Kendrick family, which owns the Arizona Diamondbacks, for allowing Independence Fund to have this ceremony. So the man who got it is Sergeant Jordan Maynard, Marine. He's in Afghanistan, stepped on a mine, blew his legs off. Now, these track chairs allow severely wounded vets to go to the beach, to hunt, to be independent somewhat. It takes tremendous pressure off the families, and it's a tremendous psychological boost to the wounded warrior. I've been involved, as you know, since 2007. That's when the Independence Fund started. The track chairs, the high-tech wheelchairs, cost $15,000. Federal government will not do it. They will not do it, which is a scandal, in my opinion. We have to do it. We have raised more than $30 million. There are 36 vets, 36, still waiting for the track chair. So if you can, help IndependenceFund.org out, just go to their website. Good news. April Fool's Day. Now listen to this. This is great. So in 1582, you all, I'm sure, locked into that year. They changed in Europe from the Julian to the Gregorian calendar. Under the Julian calendar, the beginning of the year was April 1st. Under the Gregorian calendar, it went to January 1st. And this all had to do with astronomy. Okay. Now, all of the educated people, the nobles, those the property owners, they knew this because they could read and they knew what was going on. But the serfs and the peasants, they didn't know it. And of course, the nobles mocked them because they still celebrated New Year's on April 1st. So they called them fools. Aha! April Fool's Day comes back to 1582. I bet you didn't know that. See what you learn here? Great mail segment coming up and a final thought about your money. Quick break, right back. Okay, let's go to the mail. Maurice. When the USA becomes a dismal failure because of the horrendous policies by the Biden administration, who will be blamed? I think it will be we the people. Many, many people will never take blame. They'll still say, I hate Trump, I hate Trump, Trump's bad, Trump's bad. That's what's going to happen. Rose, concierge member, thank you, Rose. How do they know all the kids they're allowing to stay in the USA are between the ages of 15 and 18 when they come over the border? They don't have birth certificates. What a great question, Rose. I don't know how they know that. I don't know how they know their ages. They're not coming over with credentials. David, O'Reilly asked a question, why did Biden knock out the Trump border policy when it was working so well? Biden himself answered that question when he said something to the effect, I make no excuse for getting rid of all Trump programs. Biden did what he said he was going to do. As Stephen Miller said yesterday, they told him to do it, he did it. That's it. Anthony, Bill, where do you think Biden gets good marks for the vaccine rollout? Ah, come on. The vaccine rollout is going pretty well. All right. Trump administration developed it, all the credit there to Trump. Biden's rolling it out. By May, everybody should have it. Give him credit. If you don't, you become a fanatic. You don't want that. Carolyn, thank you, former President Trump, for the vaccine rollout President Biden's taking credit for. Okay. James Flanagan, Malvern, New York. Bill, are you saying on Hannity Radio, we have that posted to Hannity Radio, that a privately owned business also has a right to say a person with AIDS cannot come into the place of business with interest of public health? I'm not saying anything. My job is to report to you what's happening, James. Have you not noticed on Long Island where you live all the signs in all the stores saying you cannot enter without a mask? Have you not seen that? Those stores can tell you you got to be vaxxed if they want to. I don't know whether they want to or not, but some will. George DeLuna, Berkeley Heights, California. Bill, you talk about white supremacy groups. Where are they? What do they look like? I got a lot of this stuff. If you go on the internet under Stormfront and all this stuff, you'll find a bunch of white supremacist groups. Come on. Now, are they great in numbers? No. They don't have a lot of members. And I said that. But they're there. Colleen Buzinski, Brees, Illinois. In the last 2 days, I've noticed my internet bill increased by $20 a month. Water delivery charge added $4. I only think this is the beginning. You're right. Everything's going up. Up, 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 up. Everything under the Biden administration. Lorraine Huffs, Grantsville, Wisconsin. If Kamala Harris becomes president, who would be vice president? I've answered this 1,000 times. She gets to appoint the vice president. Doesn't have to be confirmed. Karen Welsh, Laguna Woods, California. Now Dems are trying to push out a Republican congressperson who won by 6 votes in Iowa. That's done. The Republican will be seated. All right. And Jason Pizarro, Chandler, North Carolina. All these progressive changes and tax hikes are beginning to happen quickly. Do you think it will be reversed? It can be reversed if the Republicans win in 2022. Ken Ugarno, Concord, New North Carolina. I've been a premium member for a few months, and I have to say your closing comments on Killing Jesus solidified why I watch you. Killing Jesus, a great movie to watch tonight, tomorrow, over the Easter weekend. It's easy on demand and it's inexpensive. All right. Back. No. I don't have time to do the personal finance thing. So I'm going to take a quick break and I'll tell you what we're going to do next week. We'll do the personal finance when I get back. Do not be a poltroon when writing to us. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Right back. Okay, so I'm going to take some time off, and I need it. My staff needs it. We're tired. We hope you have enjoyed and benefited from our nightly newscast here. Next week, we're going to have highlights. We're opening up to everybody. So if you know people that are honest people, good people, have them go to BillO'Reilly.com. They can sample what we have for no money. This is an Easter week thing. I'll be back a week from Monday, okay, rocking and rolling. We'll have a great lineup, as we always do, I think. And I want you to have a very, very nice Easter. I want you to relax, have some fun. COVID's going to be gone by early summer, I predict. All right, we're all going to move ahead. We'll get by this Biden madness. It's only 18 months till the vote. Just have fun over Easter, and I will see you soon.